Welcome back to Marriage of Martinis for another bonus episode. This is actually a first part of a two-part series that we're going to be doing. Say hi.
Hi.
So we're both here. It's Danielle and Adam. Mm-hmm. And so we're both back for another bonus episode, and we're going to be doing a two-part episode about movies that we made each other watch. Mm-hmm. So you can only imagine what we're both like trying to get each other to watch.
Well, we picked movies the other one hadn't seen.
Well, you've mentioned one of my movies many times throughout the podcast.
Oh, right? Well, not just throughout the podcast.
Right.
Throughout life. Throughout it's very life. Important.
Yes. So important.
Wait, well, we had a very important special day today. Do you want to tell everybody what today was?
So it's early evening, and all day today was our daughter's bat mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So our daughter was 13. We have mm-hmm. a teenage daughter. Mm-hmm. She had her bat mitzvah this morning, bright and early.
The service. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
It was very cool.
Yeah, she did it.
Yeah.
She freaking did it.
Very proud of her.
Yes, she had to read from the Torah and everything, and it was pretty freaking cool.
Yeah.
And like, I felt like when we were sitting there and watching her up there, I was like, damn, we're like responsible parents.
Well, it was more your dad than us.
Oh, come on.
That got her there.
Who was the one who made her study and everything? Yes, my dad did teach her everything, but yeah. Who was, come on.
Yeah.
A little credit, please.
No, you get tons of credit.
Because it doesn't sound like
No, you get all the credit because you really did yell at her every day mm-hmm. and like nag her every day.
My throat has hurt for 4 months. I have been walking around with a sore throat for months. Do you know what that feels like? Just from screaming so much.
No.
So, of course you don't. Yeah. Because this is you. Honey. Honey, could you practice? Do you think you could practice your Hebrew? Dad. Okay. No. No problem. Later. Yeah. Maybe
no.
later.
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not true. Mm-hmm. No, but your dad is the one who, he knows Hebrew. He taught her how to read her part and do everything. And
yeah.
He was... You know,
oh, he was stellar. He was persistent, man.
Yeah. So we did the early. It was a 10:30 service. We had everybody back to our house at 12 o'clock. So we've been partying since 12. Yeah. So mm-hmm. in case you don't know, you know, Adam and Danielle, marriage and martini style parties. Mm-hmm. It started at 12 p.m. and mm-hmm. we're still going. It's 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. and here we are with you guys, mm-hmm. right?
And we all sat in one room talking about very interesting topics, the adults, us and our friends at our daughter's bat mitzvah. We were talking about labiaplasty.
Oh, God. Somebody, I don't know who it was, somebody said labia surgery.
All right, don't get too don't gross them out yet. All right, it's just the beginning of the episode.
I'm gonna throw.
But labiaplasty is like a thing. But anyway,
why?
I sat there. Wait, we were talking about it, and people, and all of a sudden, I'm like, "Is I don't know if this is like bat mitzvah appropriate conversation."
But can you explain it to me?
So a labiaplasty, I believe,
okay.
is when you get a procedure done to make your labia smaller, because I think for some women it's a problem. And, you know, and you can look better in yoga pants and you can do all these things that you didn't, you know, you weren't able to do before, like wear, you know, wear tight pants.
Well, all right.
Explain, I don't know.
But explain to me, please, because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What's the labia?
The labia are the outer, like the lips of the vagina.
So like what if somebody has camel toe?
When
their pants are too tight, it goes in between mm-hmm. and it looks like a spread of the... Okay, so that's the labia.
Oh, my God, yes.
I just want to know.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Uh-huh. I just want to know.
You are so... Like, for being a science guy...
I'm not an anatomy guy.
I guess not. Would you like me to tell you where the G-spot is also?
If you could show me where that thing is, I would be so happy.
So would I.
Yeah, you would. And I would. And in 3 seconds.
All right.
Okay, next.
So anyway, but it was just funny that we're all sitting in the room and all of a sudden I'm like, I don't know if it was like appropriate
right.
bat mitzvah conversation. She just became a young woman and we're like, okay. So anyway, getting back to the movies.
Wait, we didn't even say anything.
Yes, we said that we told each other to watch certain movies.
Right.
I told you to watch two movies you had not seen that I really wanted you to see. Mm-hmm. And you told me to watch two movies that you really wanted me to see.
So how do you want to lay this out? Are we doing my two movies? No, you're going
first. Yes, we're doing yours first and then mine.
So part one is my two movies.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. So how do you want to get this going?
Okay, well, I thought, first of all, I had to narrow it down. Figuring out two movies for you to watch mm-hmm. was really difficult because you don't really, like, you and I have, as much as we have a lot of movies that we both love, there are movies that I love that you would watch and be like, oh my God, this is the most ridiculous freaking thing mm-hmm. ever. And, like, you know, I have a lot of movies from my past that are very important to me. Like, we're movie geeks, I feel like. We love movies. So, all right, so I wanted to run down a list of, like, other quote-unquote chick flicks or okay. whatever, or, you know, female-oriented movies. You know, they call them chick flicks, mm-hmm. but I don't really think they're chick flicks. I wanted to see if you've seen. Some okay. I know you've seen that I didn't even include.
So are some of these things... Did you pick movies that you think I wouldn't like, or just movies that were important to you?
No. Just movies that I really love that I wanted to see. I narrowed it down to two. The Notebook you have never seen, and to me that is very important. Okay. So that I knew that was going to be one.
Okay. Oh, wait. By the way, spoiler. If any of you have never seen these movies.
Oh, yeah.
Don't stop. Like, stop now, mm-hmm. turn it off. Mm-hmm. This, everything is going to be a spoiler. Mm-hmm. And so.
Or if you're a husband who doesn't want to see them, now you won't have to because we will tell you all about them.
Yeah. So there's, we're going to talk about everything about the movies.
I'm pretty sure most of our listeners have seen
the Notebook. Yeah. If any of you women out there have never seen The Notebook or the other movie that mm-hmm. I saw, mm-hmm. Which
Thelma and Louise.
Oh, man. Why? You're not. Give it away.
I mean.
There's no surprise in this?
It's not a fucking gender reveal party. It's a movie. Okay.
All right. So if you've never seen Thelma and Louise or The Notebook, turn it off. If you have, continue. Mm. We would love to have you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We would love to have you. Okay. So I'm going to just name the movie. You say whether or not you've seen it.
Okay.
Okay. My Best Friend's Wedding.
No. Wait, who is that?
Julia Roberts.
No.
Okay. I know you've seen Pretty Woman.
Love Pretty Woman.
Love Actually.
No.
Fantastic movie. Ghost.
Of course.
Oh, okay. Dirty Dancing.
Of course.
Steel Magnolias.
No.
Beaches.
No.
Notting Hill.
No.
What? This is appalling. Legally Blonde.
Reese Witherspoon. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wait.
Oh, my God. You know who Reese Witherspoon is?
I love Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I've seen it.
No. Have you seen it or not?
I don't know. I don't know if I've seen it or I just know that she's in it. So I don't know.
Okay. Gone with the Wind.
No.
When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I know. 16 Candles.
Of course.
You've Got Mail.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I could go on all day, but I just wanted to. So you've seen, you know, what do you think, like 25% of those?
I love You Got Mail.
You do?
I do love that movie.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I do love that movie.
Okay.
How
about Sleepless in Seattle?
I was just going to say that. Oh, see, I love Sleepless in Seattle. Mm-hmm. 16 Candles, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, any
Jake
80s.
Ryan. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I mean, Jake Ryan. Come on.
I mean, come on. Yeah, in really. The Porsche at the end. Yeah, you. Me? Yeah,
anybody who kisses me over a cake? I mean, come on.
Yeah, cake, baby. I don't even need you, just a cake. Okay, so we're going to, what would you, I will give you the choice of what you would like to start with.
Well, I would like to go in order.
Well, what was the order? I don't even know.
Okay, so in my order, on my list, I started with Thelma and Louise.
Perfect. Okay.
So.
Thelma and Louise it is.
Thelma and Louise, mm-hmm. 1991. Mm-hmm. I figured that out. Okay.
All you have to do is Google it and figure it out.
Rotten Tomatoes gives Thelma and Louise 84%. Mm-hmm. Yep. The critics' consensus says,
oh God,
simultaneously funny, heartbreaking, and peppered with action. Ridley Scott's Thelma and Louise is a potent, well-acted road movie that transcends the feminist message at its core.
Okay? Do you even know what you just said?
Nope, not at all. Okay, so you asked me...
Wait, why do you think I chose Thelma and Louise for you? Let's start there.
Well, because it's a feminist kind of movement movie. It's from our time, which is the 80s, 90s, when mm-hmm. we grew up. Mm-hmm. It's a, you know what? All right, so you asked me if I had, like, preconceived notions about the movie or what I thought about it before even thinking about it or seeing it. So, yeah, I thought it was a chick flick at first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, without seeing it. The only thing that I knew about it is that they drive over a cliff at the end, because everybody knows that. Okay, so that's the only thing about the movie that I knew. You asked me, do I know any of the famous actors or actresses in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, well, it was from the early 90s. So that's a cast that I know, because that's when I grew up. That's when I was watching movies. And it was directed by Ridley Scott, which I did not know before I watched it. So mm-hmm. that excited me. I mean,
look, why else? What did he direct?
He did Alien, The Martian, Gladiator, Blade Runner, American Gangster.
Oh, you've done your fucking research, dude.
Those are my kind of movies.
Okay.
So I was like gung-ho to watch this movie now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I mean, listen, those are awesome movies.
And we did not watch this together because you didn't want me to see your reaction.
Correct.
Okay.
I wanted it all to be...
secret. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the actresses and actors, Susan Sarandon, mm-hmm. love her.
Mm-hmm.
Bull Durham, love that.
Mm-hmm.
One of my all-time favorites. She was awesome. Gina Davis, I mean, forget it. Beetlejuice and A League of Their Own, two of my awesome favorite movies. Harvey Keitel and Michael Madsen. I mean, every Tarantino movie.
I don't even know who Michael Madsen is.
He's one of the... He was Louise's...
No, I know... I know who he is in the movie, but I don't know anything else he's done.
Tarantino. I mean, okay. All those movies.
Okay.
Okay. Brad Pitt, obviously. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right. And Christopher McDonald, Adam Sandler movies. That's how I knew him.
I have to see a picture of him.
You know, like he was, he's in like the Adam Sandler movies.
I
he's like the bad
him.
Guy in all the Adam Sandler movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to see him.
So he was Thelma's husband in Thelma and Louise.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So you asked me what did I know in advance, and I said nothing except that they drove over a cliff. Did I have any preconceived notions? No. I knew nothing. I expected it to be just a girly movie before I knew anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pleasantly surprised.
Ooh. Yeah.
So you asked me to describe the plot, and you said quickly because...
Oh, I sure did.
I mean, not that I could go on when I speak...
No.
Right?
No, never.
All right. So I tried to make it as quickly as possible because you asked. So I said two women need an escape. Shit happens along the way. They escape the law. They get caught. They commit suicide. Done. The end. That's the movie.
Wow. They would be... They would be so happy with that synopsis.
But it's almost like... You know the movie Very Bad Things?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, which freaks me the fuck out, mm-hmm. like, especially at the end.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of like that, on like a little bit of a lesser level.
Except that this is not their fault.
Not their fault, but, like, it's just, it
escalates.
It's an exponential, like, increase of, like, shit going bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Thelma almost gets raped. Louise kills the rapist. They meet Brad Pitt, who robs them. They blow up a truck. They rob a gas station. They tie up a state trooper. They eventually decide to outrun the law. They eventually kill themselves. Like, it just keeps getting more and more and more and mm-hmm. more where they can't get out of it.
Right.
So it kind of like
yeah
reminded me of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. And it's what I find interesting is that there are, you know, 1,000 guy gang movies like that, you know, where they run from the law and they do something or whatever. And what I like about it is that this is kind of the first, you know, girl badass movie like that,
right.
you know not that they asked for this, it kind of, you know, just wound up happening, unfortunately, but I like that it was, you know, you see all these, you know, the what's it called, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and, you know, The Sting, and, you know, all these other movies where all these guys are outrunning the law, and mm-hmm. I think it's this is like a female version of that.
Right.
So.
Do you remember The Sting? You tried to get me to watch that.
Oh, I love
years.
That movie so much.
It took me like 10 years.
That's Robert Redford and Paul Newman.
Yeah.
I love that. I think that movie is fantastic.
Me too. After you got me to watch it for 10 years.
It's a fantastic movie. Okay. So what was the next question?
You asked me if I found out any interesting background facts about the movie.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Here I go.
Mm-hmm.
So
If you watched it on Saturn right now, four moons would appear.
The amazing cast and director. I didn't expect that. I didn't know it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that's not an interesting fact or background about the movie, just something that I wasn't anticipating and I was pleasantly surprised to see, if that counts. But did you know the part of JD came down to Brad Pitt and George Clooney?
I did know that.
Did you?
I did.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Damn.
I'm sure they didn't know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, they're such good friends, and they've obviously done...
But they weren't good friends at the time.
No. Now. Right. Like, you know, with Ocean's 11, mm-hmm. and, you know.
But good call on the Brad Pitt there, man.
Yeah. I can't see George Clooney in
that. I'm just going to just keep going back to that Brad Pitt scene, because to me, God damn, like, he is beyond sexy and, like this... innocent but guilty but like sexy sultry but like young and
oh my god
I know
you got me drooling.
I just can't with him with that scene. And would you like me to talk about that scene now or later?
A little bit later.
Okay,
please.
Okay,
we can reenact that scene actually.
I don't think so.
I have a cowboy hat.
his whole spiel though in that scene is so awesome. Like his whole like, you know, if you don't lose your head, you won't lose your head. And like, you know, where he talks about like robbing the bank and everything he says when he walks. Oh. Can you talk to me more about robbing banks?
Sure.
Okay.
Speaking of Brad Pitt, do you know how much he was paid for that role?
$6,000.
Oh, you did your research. This is bullshit. Fuck this.
That's pretty incredible though.
That's bullshit.
But $6,000.
What'd you ask me to do research for if you did it yourself?
I mean, I didn't think your research was going to be good.
All right. Did you know?
$6,000. That's pretty crazy. But he had been in like one other film or something before that.
It was like one of his debut. Yeah. And his next film, he made like $10 gazillion. So it doesn't matter.
Sleepers, I think.
Yeah, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Did you know during the Roadhouse scene, they were pounding tequila to make it more realistic, and they were just fucking wasted during that scene.
No, I did not know that, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah. That was for
real.
They
went method on that.
Yeah, they were completely bombed.
Mm-hmm. So Thelma and Louise.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the cast. Like,
I think
some
that's
of
a good idea. I think, first of all, that's probably a really hard scene. This you're talking about when she's about to get attempted
while
rape.
She's dancing with
whatever. Yeah, I would imagine that that's, first of all, a really emotional scene to film. And secondly, I think probably that I think it's probably really hard to act drunk if you're not drunk or act, you know, not drunk, but, you know, like that. I don't know, like to be able to be that. God, I don't know what the word is. I don't know. Just lose all sensibility or, you know, whatever it is.
Well, it seemed as real as it was portrayed.
Right.
Right.
No, it's amazing scene. Yeah.
All right. And then you asked me to describe the movie with adjectives. I kind of skipped that.
Okay.
Yeah, I had nothing.
Okay.
I didn't have a favorite part.
Okay.
I really didn't.
Really?
Yeah. I did not have a favorite
part. The end was not your favorite part?
No, because I knew it.
Like, I know, but still, it can still, like, once you watch everything leading up to that.
Yeah, but even still, it wasn't my favorite part.
Okay.
Like, I found it a little bit anticlimactic. I did.
Hmm.
I don't know if it's because I knew. If I didn't know, maybe I'd feel
differently. Why anti? Can you explain that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if there may have been another way or if they would have been smarter and done something differently or...
Like what?
I don't know.
The cops were going to get them.
Maybe not. I'm not sure. Okay. But I do have a question about a quote from the movie.
Okay. I don't know if I can answer it, but okay.
Did the term "Geez Louise" come from the movie? Thelma turns to Louise and says, Jeez Louise, like what's going on?
Okay, so it's a female empowerment movie where these two women, you know, escape the law, almost get raped, tie up police officers, have sex with Brad Pitt. And your question from it is, did Jeez Louise come from the movie?
I heard her say it.
Why didn't you Google it?
Because I'm going to save it for the podcast. So I heard.
And you thought I would have the answer?
I got to tell you, I was watching the whole movie. I heard Thelma say, "Geez Louise," and something like popped up in my mind. And I was like, wow, geez Louise? Mm. That's like a real saying. Is that from the movie?
I think Robert Ebert had the same question when the movie came out. I think he asked Siskel.
Yeah.
The same exact question.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. They were like two thumbs up. And by the way, did Geez Louise come?
Okay. I see. You don't have the answer.
Of course I don't, because who the fuck cares?
But that's like a really famous saying. Like Geez Louise? like what are you talking about?
Oh my God. I can't even. Okay, go ahead.
Now, for Thelma and Louise, that's kind of what I got. Like, I liked it. I get it. It was great for the time period.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would hold up today.
What do you mean?
I think women could do better today.
Damn. What is that? I don't know what that means.
I don't.
But you could say that about any movie from back then.
But that's my point.
I mean, I don't think a lot of movies from back then would. I mean.
But that's what I'm saying.
I don't even know that I agree with you.
I think it's a time period piece.
Why can't two women today get in, like, have the same situation?
Because
like today, it's not like we've come so far.
If today something like that happened from the beginning, they would say, fuck you, I was like raped.
Absolutely not. I totally disagree with you.
Really?
No, absolutely. Two women from Arkansas, lower middle class, one's a housewife, one's a waitress.
Yeah.
And they off? Oh, I think so.
Okay.
I mean, people out there might disagree also, but I mean, if you're at a, first of all, they're at a bar drinking, you know, they left their husbands. So, you know, their husbands are probably back home saying whatever about them. You know, they're at a bar. They have a gun, like they have all these things against them that, you know, are going to look like they are the ones at fault. You know,
okay.
It's not going to be he tried to rape me. They have all these things against them.
Okay.
You know, and so I think that, no, I think it would not be so much different today. And in fact, I'm sure that, you know, there's plenty. I'm not going to get into it.
Okay.
But no, I don't. Yeah, I don't. I do not think that, you know, in the southern, you know, the whatever state it is. I do not think that we have come far enough. No, I don't.
Okay. Okay.
But that is my opinion.
Okay.
That is my
opinion. Of course. Okay. So for me, Thelma and Louise, that's kind of it.
Like, okay, so 1 out of 10. What do you give it? 10 being the best.
What's 10 for me?
The most science-y movie you can think of.
I give it a 6.
Really?
7 maybe?
You're pleasantly surprised and you give it a 6 or a 7?
Come on, yeah.
What were you expecting? You give it a 2?
No, 4 or 5. So I give it a 7.
Okay.
I mean, come on. 10's the best. I mean, I don't think it's the greatest movie ever.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Sure. But listen, it's, yeah, I can't.
I liked it a lot. I really did.
Perfect.
Okay.
I have a few more things about the Brad Pitt scene.
I'm sure you do.
I mean, come on. If you have not watched that scene in a while, I think that there is like something about that. I mean, I think the movie is fantastic, but there's something about that scene that is just like, so, I don't know. He's like, it's just like beautiful.
So you picture yourself like sleeping with this like gorgeous guy and then leaving the room and coming back and you're robbed of everything you have.
If it was him, I mean, first of all, she was an idiot.
Of course.
But no, first of all, yeah, you said about him being paid $6,000. When he was auditioning, Gina Davis kept messing up her lines because he was so good looking, she almost couldn't deal with it.
Mm.
So she felt so bad because here he is, this like new actor trying to get a part. And she kept apologizing to him, saying, you know, I'm so sorry, I keep messing up. And she wasn't saying I do it because, you know, you're so good looking. But, you know, she kept messing up. And also, usually Gina Davis uses a body double for sex scenes.
I did know this.
Oh, but for this one.
She did not.
She did not. Yeah. I mean.
Would you?
Duh. Of course not. What? I mean, I would use maybe a body double after it was filmed. I'd like them to put someone else's body. Right. But I would like to be there during the filming. And okay. Then they replace my body. Okay. Also, Holly Hunter, Frances McDormand, Jodie Foster, Michelle Pfeiffer, Meryl Streep, and Goldie Hawn were all considered for Thelma and Louise.
I did know that.
Oh. Yeah, you did your
research. I did my research.
Yeah.
However, I did not know anything about anything before I researched for this thing. So yeah. I'm not giving myself credit.
And screenwriter Callie Corey, she said when she was asked, you know, why did you want to write it? What was the whole thing? She said, through a series of accidents, you know, that she thought these women would go from being invisible to too big for the world to contain because they'd stop cooperating with things that were absolutely preposterous. They just became themselves. So they just, you know, they just decided to stop doing everything that's, you know, society's ridiculous expectations of them, to just be these, you know, like small, insignificant beings and actually make their place in the world and say, I won't be treated like this. And
well, wait a minute. I mean, they did some fucking crazy shit. Yeah. It's not like they were just like, oh, I'm a woman.
Well, what it started with was them being severely wronged.
Yes. Okay, so.
And they went off the handle. Okay, so she also said that there was one time where one of the other reasons why she wanted to write the screenplay was that one night she was meeting Larry David, actually, for a meeting, mm-hmm. You know, from Seinfeld, and, mm-hmm. you know, he did all that. And she was approached by these two big men who were gonna, you know, like, attack her. Something happened that she didn't get attacked, but she remembers thinking to herself, if I had a gun, I would have killed them. So what she wanted people to think about is, put yourself in those shoes and you come outside and your best friend or someone you love is about to be raped and you have a gun. Do you kill them or you don't kill them?
Right. But listen.
No, but that's a solid question. Like, well, what do you do? Do you shoot your gun into the sky and just say, get the fuck out of here? Or do you kill them?
Listen, if we're out somewhere and some guy's taking advantage of you and I have a gun, I'm going to shoot the fucker. Like, I'm going to, you know, destroy him. And I guess
deal with the consequences. And then we go back and have Brad Pitt sex.
Exactly. But so you can't just, like, when you're in that situation, like, reality isn't, you know.
Right. But then look what happened to them. Had it been a man who came out and did that, it would have probably been different. So
even today, 20 years later, 30 years later?
I think so.
Okay.
But that's my opinion.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, and I do think that movie had a lot to do with the fact of the women's rights movement and all that stuff. Yeah. Like, you know, setting it into action a little bit and women coming forward and having a little bit more, you know, bravery and courage and, like, badassedness and all that stuff. So
badassedness.
All right, so I have a little quiz that I made up for, like women's empowerment for you.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Just to put it in perspective of how little you know, I wanted you to watch this movie kind of for that reason.
I get that.
And all right, so I have a few questions. I think I kept them easy enough.
I hope so.
Okay. Number one, who were some of the main women involved in obtaining women's right to vote?
Thelma and Louise.
Can you name anyone, any one woman involved?
In what?
In us obtaining the right to vote. Anyone.
I can't.
Shit.
Yeah.
You know that's really bad, right?
I'm sorry.
Susan B. Anthony.
Yep. She was on the gold coin. I know that.
Katie Stanton. Yep. Ida B. Wells, Sojourner Truth, like all these. Mm-hmm. No, none of these people ring a bell? Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. In what year were women first allowed to vote?
1945.
Are you fucking kidding me?
1962.
Seriously?
1983. 1998, 2036. I don't know.
You really don't know? What amendment to the Constitution was it?
The 12th, 18th, 32nd, 45th.
It was the 19th Amendment, and it was in 1920.
Okay.
Okay.
That was close.
Oh, fuck. how many cents to the dollar does a woman make in comparison to a man in 2017? Did a woman make in comparison to a man in 2017?
80 cents.
Yes. Wow. How'd you know that?
Because that's the stuff I know.
Okay. but yeah, the gender pay gap actually, though.
Was it really 80 cents?
80 cents to the dollar. What? Yeah, just all about right. 79 point something for the same exact position.
Yes.
So two people, two accountants, yep. two, you know, lawyers, two whatever it is. The gender pay gap actually is much larger, though, among African-American and Hispanic female workers. So, you know, just not good all around.
No, I get it. I pay 20 cents less for all the nagging that you women do.
I would be careful. I would be careful.
All right. I'm just kidding.
I'm feeling very inspired by Thelma and Louise right now. Yes. Okay. And here's the last one. Name two women. Mm-hmm. In general.
Oh, is that it?
Excluding me.
Is that the question?
Excluding me.
Okay.
Not that I think you would say me anyway. Whom you deem to be badass women who are helping to change the future for females. For real. Oh, two man. Women. That's very easy. Two women.
Okay.
Two
Oprah?
Women who... I know you don't really think that, though. Do you think that? Do you like her?
No, I do like her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Michelle Obama.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I'm
I like,
proud of you.
I like her. I like yeah, Michelle Obama.
Yeah,
I do Obama.
Too. Yeah. And I like Oprah. All right. I'm proud of you. You get sex tonight.
Yes.
Yes. Good I will boy. Show you where the G-spot is.
You better okay. remember you said that.
Yes, I will. Okay. Do you want to move on to the notebook?
Okay. I'm ready for this one.
Yes.
I save this for the last.
Well, there are only two.
All right. I have... 4 pages of notes.
Shit. For the I didn't notebook. Take any notes because I have watched The Notebook so many times. I could like probably recite it in 17 languages.
I watched it twice within a week.
Do you want to hear something funny?
I do.
I felt like you kept being like, oh, I got to watch it again for research purposes. Like you kept like making excuses. And I was like the whole time I'm like, I don't think he fucking likes it. I think you really wanted to watch it again, and you just were, like, making it like you didn't.
I will not admit to that.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
But fine. I was like, you were like, I don't think we can go out tonight. I got to watch The Notebook.
I have to watch it for again. Research purposes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Rotten Tomatoes gives mm-hmm. The Notebook 52%.
I think we're giving Rotten Tomatoes too much power here.
Yeah.
Because 52 fucking percent? Really?
Critics' consensus says it's hard not to admire its unabashed sentimentality, but The Notebook is too clumsily manipulative to rise above its melodramatic cliches.
Why are you reading shit that you don't know what it means?
Yeah, I know. These are big words. Like
I know, but what?
Did people write things just to use big words? Like
I don't even know what that whole thing...
Okay. I'm not saying I don't like the movie. Everything about the movie is predictable and cliche.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Everything.
I agree with that.
Okay. So when...
It is probably the most cliche romance.
And predictable.
Yeah.
When you see the old couple in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
you know it's the...
Of course.
Okay. So I just didn't know...
But that's not even like...
I'm just saying I didn't know if that was supposed to be that way or...
Maybe some people don't know, but even if you do or don't know, it's still the greatest romantic film of the 20th
we'll get there. Okay.
Century, 21st right. century, but it was 2004, so that doesn't mean very
no,
much.
No, not okay. even close. Anyway, Rachel McAdams, right?
Right.
She's kind of hot.
She's super hot.
So why is she not in, like, bigger movies?
This is a huge movie.
No, but after this.
Oh,
she was in like her biggest thing was like Doctor Strange or something. Like she wasn't in like big Hollywood blockbusters. I mean, I thought she did really good. I mean, what?
I thought she did really good.
Yeah. And she's smoking hot. Like, why didn't... You know what? You know who she reminds me of? And it actually made me think about my laminated list, which I was really upset that I forgot about. Who's my most favorite actress ever in a movie?
Sandra Bullock.
No.
Amy Adams.
No. My most favorite actress in a movie, just for one scene, real quick, at the end of a movie. Come on.
For real?
Heather Graham, the end of Swingers.
Seriously? I'm supposed to know that?
Yeah. No. I've told you that before.
Oh, okay.
Swingers?
You Heather don't remember Graham what I told end. You 5 seconds ago, and I'm supposed to remember that one time you told me that Heather Graham
she
was...
She reminds me of Heather Graham at the end of Swingers. She looks just like that. And I found that completely sexy and hot, and like, why is she not doing more?
I think that she, I mean, I don't know a lot of, I know she was just in that Game Night movie, which was supposedly horrible with Jason Bateman, and I love Jason Bateman too.
That's my point.
I would like to look her up on IMDb, because I know that she has done other things, and I'm going to do that, and we will discuss.
Okay.
But yes, I do get what you are saying, but I also think she was in About Time.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, it's Mia, your daughter, one of her favorite movies and one of my favorite movies. Yeah, I think
she was Mean Girls.
I also, yeah, she was Mean Girls. Thank
Which
you
I never
for saying
saw,
that.
But Mia told me that.
Oh
I
my
had
God.
No idea.
It's a cult classic.
I was doing my research and Mia came down and she says, "Why are you researching Rachel McAdams
right.
for Mean Girls?
Of course.
Like, why are you doing that?"
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it says Mean Girls. The Vow, I guess, which is with another, you know, I think that was with Channing Tatum. She was just in Disobedience, actually, which I watched, which is a lesbian film.
Okay, so the fact that you have to even
look
her up.
That I really liked. She was in True Detective, the show on HBO.
Yeah, so we're talking about things
but no,
that you have to look
no, her up. No. Off the cuff, I have to do this with a lot of people. Right. I can't, as much as I know a lot of this stuff, I need to research it.
All right. So, yeah, so that proves my point. Like, she's not in, like, the biggest blockbuster or whatever. I
but
thought she was
pretty
good.
Some people don't want to be in the biggest blockbuster. Nah. Some celebrities want to be in, like, just what they believe in is a good film. They don't care about the blockbuster.
Well, that's interesting you say that.
Oh.
And we'll get to that in a little bit.
Oh, God. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. You asked me also what did I know in advance about this movie. I knew nothing. I knew nothing about this movie. I didn't know who was in
it. Except that I loved it.
Except that you loved it and you wanted me to watch it. Mm-hmm. So the only thing that I knew about it was the cover art.
Where he's like scooping her up.
And I wanted to shoot myself when I saw that image. And now I have to watch it. Mm-hmm. I wanted to kill myself.
Why? Like, because they're like embracing and kissing?
Yeah.
Just because I'm too heavy for you to pick up and spin around doesn't mean that... Well, it's kind of true. No, but all right. Not. Come on.
All right. So you're saying I'm not strong enough to be able to pick you up?
I mean, listen, most men probably aren't strong enough to pick me up.
God,
but go ahead.
Stop it. All right. So you asked me to, just like the other movie, describe the plot quickly. All right.
That's easy with this.
All right. So I have a quick version and I have a longer version.
Oh, we want the quick version.
I'm going to give you both.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. So my quick version is, all right, so there's a poor blue-collar guy who is well-read. He's a romantic. He's humble. And he knows how to treat a woman while maintaining his dominance as a man.
This is your short version?
This is the short version.
Dude, we're so fucked.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
This is the short version. So he wants to, you know, treat a woman like she is, but as long as he's the man... but he falls in love with a rich chick whose parents disapprove. The parents make sure they're separated. They find each other again and they fall in love. Blah, 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 blah. And the end, they're in love.
Mm-hmm.
And they're old and they die together and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to see it either if you described it like that.
That's the movie.
No, it's not. That's
yes, it is.
No. I want to know one studio that would hire you to do their trailer with that. Yeah.
All right. So, all right. My real synopsis of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have time?
Mm-mm.
You ready for this one?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So, a cocky guy. He's a cocky guy.
He's
right?
not cocky. He's confident.
Oh, climbing up a Ferris wheel is not a cocky guy? in the beginning of the movie with a woman who's with a date.
He is brave and courageous. Don't you dare say anything about my Ryan Gosling. I will fuck you up.
So a cocky guy finds interest in a girl and approaches her in front of her date. So that makes him cocky, right? She's dating some, not dating, but she's
on a
date.
Can you fucking speed this up?
Sorry. So he pursues her after that night and gets the date. Because he's cocky. Then he endangers her life in the middle of the street where they almost get killed.
How many times you've endangered my life? At least he was romantic about it.
Laying in the middle of the street. Okay, under a stoplight.
At least he was directed forward and he gave her a choice. God damn it. All right.
So then he brings her home to his father, who to me seemed a little too friendly towards Alan.
Oh, for the love of God. We're on like the second scene, yes, 5 minutes are. Into your synopsis.
Listen, I took notes. I want to talk about this
movie. No, you are.
I'll tell you why in a few minutes. Okay? We're moving on here. So the dad kind of skeeved me out. He was a little too into Allie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So then he feels her boobs and takes her to a haunted house.
The dad?
No, Noah.
Oh.
Noah feels Allie's boobs.
Yeah. And then I don't remember him feeling her boobs.
Oh, yeah. Right up against the house.
Oh, right. Yeah, I do remember that. She's a little taken back, but then she likes it.
Right. And then he takes her to a haunted house. Mm-hmm. Allie's parents after that.
Oh my God, are you for real with this?
I have
no,
so many
this
notes.
Is not okay.
I have so
this
many
is,
notes.
You cannot. No. All right,
let me go
I'm
quick.
Cutting you off.
All right, let me go quick. Real quick.
I mean, go right, ahead.
Make the joke every
go ahead.
Episode.
No, but seriously, right, like.
Allie's parents have her move away from and have her hide from Noah. No contact.
Oh my God, you are literally telling every scene of the movie. But this I'm is telling not this, okay.
You asked me to do this.
No,
you said,
I did not. I said
what's the
a
plot?
Quick. Synopsis.
Well, I did that at first. I'm giving the, you know, blah, blah, blah.
BRB, everybody. I'm going to go upstairs and shower and change for bed and wash my face. You all can
should I
sit
stop?
Here. I mean, what the fuck,
I
dude?
Have, look, I have two pages
No, but nobody
notes.
Fucking cares. Let's go.
All right, forget it. The end.
All right, go ahead.
No.
What's the next question?
I'm not doing it.
All right. This is stupid.
On to the next.
On to the next one. On to the next. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So then you asked me, all right, if anybody, by the way, if anybody wants to hear the rest of my plot synopsis,
nobody does.
Let me know. I'm not going to say it on
they've
here.
They've seen the fucking movie.
Yeah, but mine is so much better.
All right, go ahead.
No, I'm not doing it now. Fuck you. I'm not doing it.
No, all right. Let's go to my movies. Exactly.
Did you find out any interesting background information about the movie?
Yeah, I did not.
I did.
Ooh.
You excited? You ready to hear this?
Oh, shit.
All right. So sorry to ruin it for all you like women out there who are looking for like the Casanova.
No,
but,
he's not a Casanova.
But
yeah,
Gosling and McAdams, they did not get along during production. They hated each other.
But they dated.
After the filming.
You know what?
During filming.
It was for passion.
They hated each other. As a matter of fact, Ryan Gosling asked for a separate actress to come in to do lines with him. Because he did not want.
Wow, that was courageous. Like, who the fuck was he?
Right. So they did not get along during the movie. So everything that you see in this movie is fucking bullshit.
We are editing that out. I don't want anybody to hear that.
Yep.
It is not true. They dated after they were leading up to the passion, people. My women, do not listen to him. He does not know what he's talking about.
The director, Nick Cassavetes, said to what's his name? Ryan Gosling.
you forgot his name, really?
I want you to play this role because you're not like the other young actors out there in Hollywood. You're not handsome.
Really?
You're not cool. You're just a regular guy who looks like a bit nuts.
Who looks like a bit of nuts?
What? Who looks a bit nuts? Like he's crazy.
What? He cast somebody who he thought looked like a regular guy?
This is a quote. I'm not just reading this from somebody. That the director said this to him.
Did you see the movie Remember the Titans? With a... Denzel Washington about the football team.
Yeah, probably the year it came out.
Ryan Gosling is that. That was like his breakout role. Yeah. Well, although he's barely in it. But that's
yeah,
a great
so
movie.
He casted him because he thought he wasn't.
He didn't cast it.
He casted it. Ryan Gosling. Uh-huh. Because he wasn't handsome and he's not cool.
Okay.
Did you know Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears were considered for the roles?
Shut up.
Yeah.
I don't believe that for a second.
Yep. They were supposed to be, well, not supposed to be. They were considered, they applied, is that right?
In 2004?
They were going to be the roles of The
Where
Notebook.
Did you find that information?
I can't tell you that.
Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake?
Yep.
I want to check on that.
Okay.
Fine.
Wow. My last fact about the movie, I would much rather have Ryan Gosling's six-pack in Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh, really? Oh, no, I would take him in this movie.
No, he looks like a child this movie. But in Crazy Stupid Love, he's like chiseled. Like, I want that six-pack.
No, that doesn't do it for me. I mean, really? I love his character in Crazy Stupid Love also. But if you had to ask me for the difference of him in The Notebook or in Crazy Stupid Love, I would pick him in The Notebook.
Well, yeah, for a character,
no,
fine.
No, for a husband.
Okay, I just think he was so different in the two movies where, well, you know what? Actually, it was kind of similar. Like, he started off as like a chauvinistic asshole, like in both. Granted, in The Notebook, it was for like 3 seconds, and then he was like, you know.
Suave. Well, that was also the time. It was the 40s. Right. So that was, you know,
but
crazy
stupid.
He wasn't
love.
Chauvinist. He was just acting like they acted back then.
Okay.
You know, trying to impress a girl.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a favorite character or a least favorite character, you know, I don't have a favorite, but I did like Lon. I felt bad for the guy.
Yeah, I like
Lon
too.
I mean, poor Lon.
I feel like I'll take Lon.
I mean, I'll take Lon.
Yeah, like I feel like if she's going to get Ryan Gosling's character, Noah, okay, I get it. But I will take care of him for her.
I mean, what? Like,
he's gorgeous.
I mean, he's like a nice guy. He's rich. He's sophisticated. He's charming. He's so nice
What's
to her.
What's his name in real life? James Marsden, maybe?
I do not know.
Yeah, I don't remember. But
yeah, like,
but
she
he's
just,
gorgeous.
She just like throws him aside and's like, oh, yeah, when I was a teenager, I loved this guy. And, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Poor Lon.
Yeah.
I agree. I also, although in the beginning of the episode, I did say
James Marsden, I think,
something about Noah's dad that I didn't like.
Okay.
But as a person, I really like him. I mean, he's completely after Noah's interests. He sells his house so he could rebuild the haunted house or whatever that thing
it
was.
Yeah, you were
he
saying
bought.
He was creepy or something?
Well, in the beginning, like he was weird to Allie in the beginning and...
Come on.
Just too nice,
no, you're
maybe?
You're being annoying.
All right.
No.
But no, I did like him. But I gotta say, Allie's mom took me for like a loop here. Like, I didn't... Almost even
Joan Allen
get her character. Like, she, you know, rich bitch in the beginning doesn't want her to, you know, marry a poor guy, a blue collar guy, working guy. And then all of a sudden she remembers, oh, yeah, I dated a blue collar guy. Look, here
well, no,
he is.
I think what she was saying is I was in love with this guy. Look what my life would have been now. He's just like, you know, because to her, money was everything.
Yeah, but after she took him or took her to see him, all of a sudden she's like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, I think, accept.
Or maybe she was angry with her for getting to be with the love of her life, and she gave it up, and she's pissed that she gave it up.
I don't know.
I mean, that might be it, too. She's sort of like, you know, was jealous that she was, you know.
To her own daughter? To be like, oh, you can't have it because
I
didn't?
Oh, there are plenty of moms out there who are jealous of their daughters.
Really?
I think so.
All right. Well, I didn't like her. Fuck her.
Yeah. Scale of 1 to 10.
What?
What do you give it? You gave a 6 or a 7
right,
to Thelma Louise. What do you give this?
I'll bump it up. I'll give it an 8.
Shut up. Like, would you watch it again with me?
I liked it.
Oh,
yeah, I really did.
I liked it, ladies and gentlemen.
I really liked it. Yeah, I was taken along for the ride. I get it. Putting everything aside, there's a lot
cheesiness.
Of predictability.
All right,
and cliche and cheesy. Like,
it, you know what? But it gives you exactly what you want.
Well,
in a romance.
Okay,
it's everything you want in a romance. Yeah. And they stay together and they're together. Like, everything, you know, you kind of wish that she didn't have, you know, dementia, that she had been able to have all her faculties, you know, until they were old. But you also get to see him take care of her and, you know, so that's really sweet from it. But it gives you, it is everything you want in a romance. And sometimes, like, you know, you watch, you know, like Love Story. Did you ever see Love Story? That's another one you didn't see.
No.
One of the greatest, you know, love movies of all times.
I think the title might have drawn me away from watching that one.
I mean, it's, yeah. It's,
like the cover art of this movie.
I guess so. But, you know, and it's a beautiful love story, but she dies. And, you know, you're like.
Well, I guess I'm not going to watch it now.
Great love story. Well, everybody knows she dies in Love Story. Ally McGraw. But, you know, you watch it and you're like, oh, this is fantastic. But you know what's going to happen. This, at least, it's fulfilling. You know, you get to see them, you know, that they obviously had a long time together. And yes, there's a blip in it, but you know, they're happy.
All right. So I want to close this out with just a few points that I came up with while watching. And I have a question. You don't seem thrilled about
me having a question. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
All right. And so the first night they were together, was she losing her virginity when she was like, you need to talk to me, talk me through this?
Yeah, of course.
Are you sure? It wasn't said, or was she just like for the first time in love and wanted
Does
it to
matter?
Be... Well, I mean, that's different. No?
I mean, are you assuming he's a virgin or he's not a virgin?
I'm assuming he's not.
Okay, so why aren't you asking if he's a virgin?
Because
like, why is it a big deal if she is?
I didn't say a big deal. I was just curious as to
yes,
that scene.
I think she probably is a virgin. Yes, I think she's like a good girl. Yeah. She's like a good girl, and that's why he keeps saying, you don't have to, we don't have to, blah, blah, blah. Like, I think she's probably a virgin.
Okay. It was just a question. No, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nothing behind it.
Okay.
A point that I noticed also is that when Ally and Noah walk alone after the movie, right? So they went to see a movie, and then they're walking after.
That he,
There's parking meters along the street. However, in South Carolina, there were no parking meters until 1947.
What year was this?
1940.
Oh,
or in the early 40s.
So that was a...
Yep.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I wonder where they filmed it. I guess it was a lot and they just made a mistake. I would imagine it's like a movie lot.
Yeah, but it wasn't really 1940 when they filmed it. So there was obviously parking meters there.
On the lot?
Wherever they were.
I think on a Hollywood lot you could do whatever you want.
Oh, no, I'm sure it was filmed in a real city scene.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Also, in 1940... Noah and Ally fall madly in love while listening and dancing to Billie Holiday in the street. Mm-hmm. I'll be seeing you, right? So they were dancing to that. However, that was not released until 1944.
Oh. Well, there wasn't really music on in the scene.
I'm just saying.
They put on music in the time period in the background.
I'm just saying what I picked
they
up on
here. They were dancing with no music, which makes it even better. But for the audience, they add the music. It's called artistic fucking license. Look it up.
So that's all I got. I'm done. I gotta say, I liked it.
Yeah.
It
took you a long time to watch it, and I'm glad I had this to force you to do it. And at home, you guys should do this. Force each other to watch a movie that you wouldn't watch, because I'm going to do mine next. I watched two movies that you made me watch. Mm-hmm. And then it's a good dinner conversation. Like, had we not been doing a podcast, we could have gone out to dinner and talked about this.
Okay.
It would have been a good date night to go or watch it together, but don't tell each other really what you're thinking until after. And then talk about it or ask each other questions. Like, it's a fun activity.
Mm-hmm.
And it forces you to, like, I really wanted you to see The Notebook. Like,
well,
I think that...
To be honest... Like, I didn't like it enough that maybe I need to watch it again just to make sure I got everything accurate. So maybe I'll have to watch it one more time.
Well, maybe it was because you watched it five times this week.
I kept
saying,
an excuse.
I'm just doing research.
Yeah, I'm just making an excuse to watch it one more time.
Mm-hmm.
I did like it. Mm-hmm. I got to say.
But I think this was, like, I wish we had done this years ago.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a fun, these are things that, like, we should be doing as a married couple that, you know, if we didn't have a podcast, we probably wouldn't. But it's a great thing to do. Like, say, Friday night, we're going to sit home and watch movies that, one that I want you to watch that you don't want to watch, but you can't complain.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't complain. You just watched them.
Oh, yeah.
And then you made me watch two movies that I didn't want to watch. And I didn't complain. I fucking wanted to, but I didn't. And it, you know, it's fun. It's like a good activity.
It was great.
Yeah.
So I loved it.
That's a good date night. And you can do it. You don't have to get a babysitter. Stay home and do that. And then over a glass of wine or, you know, seven like us, you can just talk about it, which is fun.
So yeah, we're going to have to. So this was episode one of two, right? Mm-hmm. So you're doing your movies next time.
I am.
Next bonus episode.
I'm doing mine next time. Yes, these were the interesting movies, though.
No. Oh, wait till I have my questions for you.
Okay.
For your movies.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys. So let's close this out.
Okay.
You want to give them the stuff?
Yeah. I mean, rate and review.
Yeah.
Instagram. I'll say Facebook too, although Facebook has been glitching like crazy. Did you know that?
What does that mean?
This past week, they have had like all these issues and problems, and there's been all these glitches with.
Oh, there was a hacker. Somebody
50 million accounts or something.
Somebody came out and said, I don't know the real headline of it, mm-hmm. that they're going to release, that they're going to cancel Mark Zuckerberg's account on Facebook.
That'd be awesome.
That's what they were coming out
saying.
You know
what? Let him feel a little bit of what, like, the, you know, the insecurities. I don't spend as much time on Facebook now.
I know.
I like Instagram much better. I feel much more secure on Instagram. And, like, I feel like the community's better.
Yeah, but Facebook owns Instagram.
I guess so. But maybe they maybe they kept the original team that was in place. Maybe they didn't put their own people. I don't know what it is. But it seems like Facebook just, you know, it's this monster that I think just got too damn big.
Yeah.
And Instagram doesn't change it up as much as Facebook. Instagram kind of keeps it, you know, they add little features here and there, but it's pretty much the same as it was.
So it just is what it
Facebook
is and use it for
is
that.
Facebook always changing. I think it's just too fast. They just change it too. They can't keep up with it. So right now, like, I feel like, I don't know, Instagram is my place.
All right.
It's like my home away from home.
Come see Danielle on Instagram because I'm not there.
Yeah, we have fun. I have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we did a Facebook Live last night, which was super fun.
Oh, I thought it was Instagram.
I'm sorry, Instagram Live. Yes.
It was Instagram.
Yes, Instagram Live, yeah. And that was really fun.
That was so fun.
So we'll do that again.
I want to do that a lot.
I know, but you made me nervous.
Why?
Because I didn't know what you were going to say, and we can't edit it. And when I don't know what you're going to say and I can't edit it, it makes me so nervous.
Yeah, but I was super awesome on it. So
I think you probably pissed a few people off.
All right. Well, listen, whenever I speak, I piss a few people off.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And you piss me off every time you speak.
In my nature.
So. Okay.
All right.
Do we want to say anything about PayPal and our site with the sponsor? Or do we not want to say anything about that?
Not yet.
Okay.
But we'll do it soon.
Okay.
And I think we're going to need like a small little tiny 5-minute bonus. Not bonus, but separate episode to explain what we're doing.
Okay.
Because let's leave it at that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Mystery. Bye.
Thanks.